Hiya, this is Shani Dunster from the International Bunch. Today we're going to talk about open access monographs are more important than ever, and here's why. Funding and research assessment mandates. Open access options for monograph publishing have been growing in significance since the Wellcome Trust released their 2013 open access policy, which expanded requirements to include all scholarly monographs and book chapters written by its grant holders as part of their trust-funded research. Wellcome Trust 2013. These requirements were taken into account during the consultation carried out by the Higher Education Funding Council for England in 2017, Research England 2017, and have informed the move towards requiring open access monographs for the post-2021 REF. In addition to being required for future research assessment purposes, the need for open access monographs has also been highlighted in the revised guidance on Plan S, the International Push Towards Open Access Mandates Collision to S 2019. Essentially, by 2021, there will be policies and mandates for open access monographs in place in the UK. Although specifics and implementation of these are yet to be agreed upon, there is an agreed premise that the removal of paywalls is fundamentally important to reaching a wide an audience as possible. How many researchers and institutions will these mandates and policies affect? If we look back at how many monographs are submitted in REF 2014, it gives us an idea of the scale for future assessment exercises. In REF 2014, there were 12,873 submissions of output type A, authored books, 2,066 of output type B, edited books, 13,253 of output type C, chapters and books, and 436 outputs of type R, scholarly editions. Taking a book to be composed of approximately 8 chapters, and admittedly rough measure for economic purposes, this yields a total of 17,032 books submitted in the 2014 exercise, but this figure does not duplicate books in the case of multiple book chapters. So the impact of scholarly research. It is clear that the open access monographs are going to be an integral part of research funding and assessment exercises over the next few years. But that is not the only reason we need to take notice of the open access monograph movement. The impact of research is measured through research assessment and also carefully monitored and analysed by institutions, funders, researchers, and policy makers as part of an individual and organisational strategies. Being able to talk about why and how research makes a difference in the world is increasingly important. The Research Excellence Framework was the first exercise to access the input of research outside academia. Impact was defined as an effect on, change, or benefit to the economy, society, culture, public policy, or services, health, and the environment or quality of life beyond academia. In order for research to have a measurable impact on the area outlined by Research England, that research first needs to be made accessible to practitioners, students, professionals, the public, and policy makers. In short, if research is going to affect change in society, then people need to be able to read it. And a large proportion of scholarly work is currently hidden behind paywalls, particularly when it comes to monographs, which remain of high importance in area of academia. The issue of open access is therefore important as the dissemination of scholarly writing, whether from researchers or filmmakers, has a direct impact on documentary practice. The entwining of scholarly thought and practice is still a crucial dimension of documentary film. So the availability of such writing to those outside academia is very important, since the cost of non-open access materials can be prohibitively high. The assumption here is that open access options for monographs result in wider audiences and therefore have more potential for impact. Researchers and organisations are monitoring and analysing data in relation to the premise, and so far the evidence is encouraging. The 2018 Open Access Monographs report from Universities UK reported evidence collected from the UCL Press and Springer. In May 2018, UCL Press reported that the 80 books it had published since June 2015 had been downloaded or viewed 1 million times. Similarly, Springer Nature reported that download rates from the Springer Link website are 7 times higher for the open access titles than the non-open access titles. By looking at the position of the academia monographs, it is in the current research and publishing landscape, two things that are very clear. Funders and institutions want to be able to measure and analyze the impact of scholarly value of research produced as monographs, and having the option to publish these monographs through the open access module can have a positive effect on the usage and impact of the work, which can then feed into assessment exercises. There are already over 12,000 books listed in the directory for open access books, and this number is set to grow significantly over the next few years. However, this still remains a small fraction of the estimated 86,000 monographs published each year from Research Information 2019. What is less clear now is how the publishing industry is responding to the increased interest of open access monographs publishing, and how the practical side of production and addressing low funding can be handled. We'll be looking at the two pressing areas in our next blog post in our monograph series. Thank you for listening today.